All right, comes set. Kicks the 1-1 pitch. Fly ball deep left field. Yes, sir. There she goes.
Hello and welcome, Blue Jay fans, to episode 11 of There She Goes, a weekly Blue Jay podcast for all things Blue Jays. We're recording this on June 1st, 2017. We just wrapped up May, and we're going to do our May review this week. I'm Mark from 360 Blue Jays News and Bluebird Banter. We're joined by Blue Jay Center, Everything Blue Jays, and Blue Jays Nation. As I just mentioned, we're going to be talking about May, taking some of the best and worst things from the month, and unlike April, there's a lot of good things. And then we'll touch specifically on the offense, rotation, bullpen, and talk a little bit about Francisco Liriano and Jason Grilli. So we'll start with the rotation.
Yes. So I wanted to bring up the I wanted to talk about the Blue Jays rotation, and it's obviously been a good May. Looking forward to June. And I've got that feeling in myself now when, you know, you're going to bed at night, you're getting excited for the next game. You haven't really felt that in April. But thank God this May has been a turnaround as the Jays are one game below 500. So anyways, going back to the starters. So the Blue Jays starters in the month of May total with the injuries and with the injuries are Marcus Stroman, Marco Estrada, Joe Biagini, Mike Bolsinger, Francisco Liriano, Aaron Sanchez, and Jay Happ. So obviously, Mike Bolsinger was actually DFA'd not too long ago, and that pretty much creates room for Francisco Liriano to start tomorrow. So I'll start with Stroman. He had a 3.62 ERA in May, 2.97 in April. So overall, he had a pretty good. He did pretty good this month, but obviously, numbers aren't as good as April. Estrada as well had a good, pretty good month of May, 3.49 ERA. But obviously, 270 in April. So he as well did not have as good of a May as April, but overall he's still really good. And obviously Joe Biagini transitioning into a starter, he had a 4.68 ERA this month and 2.12 in April, but those are comparing two different stats and two different roles, as he has a 4.68 ERA as a starter, and he's still transitioning into a starter as we speak. And I would say he's pitched better than his numbers show, but overall he had a decent month, and he's definitely going to be starting until Aaron Sanchez returns, as he's the only Blue Jays member of the rotation who's currently injured. And Mike Bolsinger, obviously no team is a good nine starter, so you couldn't really expect much out of him. 5.61 ERA in May, so not the best, but I don't know what else you would want to expect out of the guy. And obviously, Liriano made two shaky starts in the beginning of May, and Aaron Sanchez as well made a couple of starts, and he's back on the DL. Jay Happ also returned this week, and he allowed two earned runs in four innings, and obviously that's not too bad considering he only made one rehab start. So concluding the whole rotation topic in May, I wanted to get your thoughts on how you liked the rotation in May and what's your expectations going into June with almost a complete rotation.
Personally, I'm not sure how much there is to say about this. I love the way the rotation is looking. They're posting similar numbers to last season when the rotation was wonderful. You're still missing Liriano and Sanchez. Liriano is coming back very soon, tomorrow, as we record this on June 1st. Biagini has been great. If you just purely look at his numbers, obviously they're not fantastic, but this is one of his first goes, his very first go at being a starter at the major league level. He had 89 career minor league starts, I believe, but at the major league level, he just had his first start a few weeks ago. So once you know that condition, he's been doing great. As for Bolsinger, he's been okay. We saw that the Blue Jays, are not favoring him, as they just designated him for assignment a few minutes ago. Overall, the rotation is looking great. It's looking really strong. Unfortunately, Sanchez, is not going to be in the rotation for quite a bit of time. We touched on that a bit last week, but I like the way it's looking.
I think that when you look at this team's overall numbers in the rotation for the month of May, it could be very misleading. They had a 4.72 ERA, which is, it's not good, but considering that you had five starts from Aaron Sanchez, Jay Happ, and Francisco Liriano. Those are three really good pitchers in your rotation. And last season, it seemed that every time Aaron Sanchez and Jay Happ would go out there, they'd find a way to win, even if they didn't have their best stuff. But and you know, they were their two best starters last year. They've been like literally a non-factor this May. Aaron Sanchez and Francisco Liriano each made two starts, then went on the DL, and Jay Happ made one start, and that was under a pitch count. So really, you can't really take a lot from there. You had guys like Mike Bolsinger and Joe Biagini making starts, and obviously Marco Estrada and Marcus Stroman have been fine. But when I look at these guys, I see Mike Bolsinger. He made five starts with the Blue Jays. Two of those starts, the Jays won. Another start, he allowed two runs on 5.2 innings, and the Jays scored zero runs for him, so that's obviously not his fault. And the Jays, one of his other starts, it was against the Orioles. The Jays were winning when he came out of the game, but the bullpen blew it. So all in all, when you look at it, four out of the five starts he made, the Blue Jays had a good chance to win. And Joe Biagini, in five starts that he made, the Jays won three of those. One of the losses were a quality start against Texas just Sunday, six innings, two runs. So again, when you look at these two guys who are basically your eighth and ninth options, if they're giving you a chance to win 80% of the time, you'll take that absolutely no problem. And obviously, like you mentioned, Stroman and Estrada have been great. And now you're going to get Happ and Liriano back. Happ made a rehab start, not a rehab start, his first start following a rehab start on Tuesday. And Liriano goes tomorrow. So overall, when you look at it, it's rotation is building up back to health. You're only missing one starter now, Sanchez, who he could be right around the corner. But I think when you look at the overall job that the replacements did, you really couldn't have asked for more, and they've certainly treaded water and more this month.
Yeah, I just want to note before we move on, I forgot to mention this at the beginning. Again, this week we are without Blue Jays Nation. He's a bit busy this week. He'll definitely be back next week.
All right, so just as 360 mentioned, Blue Jays Nation's unavailable this week, but he did give us this topic for us. He wanted to talk about, and also I will also be giving my opinion, as this is originally his topic. So he wanted to talk about the Blue Jays offense in the month of May, and clearly it has been a complete turnaround from the month of April. But considerably, that Justin Smoke and Kendrys Morales have been pretty much leading the way since April. Two names have come up in the offense while Donaldson and Tulowitzki were on the shelf. To come up big for the team was Devin Travis and Jose Bautista, obviously. And just looking, comparing numbers from May to April, Travis batted .364 in the month of May with four home runs and 19 RBIs. And going back to April, he hit .130. Obviously, people were really worried with the way he was playing in April. They were even considering or bringing up the thought, should the Blue Jays send him down to AAA for a stint, as he barely had any spring training. So you can consider April as spring training. And Jose Bautista completely turned it around as well. .317 in May, and he batted .178 in April. And in May, Bautista hit nine home runs and 21 RBIs. So Travis and Bautista have definitely been sparking the lineup as well. And with all the injuries, everyone is just almost healthy, which makes you think how dangerous this lineup can be in the month of June starting tonight. And Smoke and Morales, as I mentioned before, they've been pretty much good all year. Smoke actually hit better in May with .280 and 8 home runs and 22 RBIs, and Morales hit .295 with 6 home runs and 16 RBIs in May. So, for my opinion, the question that Blue Jays Nation had for us was, with Donaldson and Tulo back, are your expectations for the offense high for June? My expectations for the offense is going to be high in June with Travis and Bautista and Smoke and Morales pretty much been one of the best hitters on the team. Kevin Pillar's also been good, but had a little bit of a cool May. And Donaldson and Tulo back, it's just, you know, this lineup is dangerous, and you know this lineup is going to produce runs, hopefully at least, as they pretty much destroyed the Reds in this their past two-game series as they were scoring lots of runs. And going into June, I'm really excited to see this team hit, as they're almost a complete team with all the injuries starting to let go off the disabled list.
Yeah. Pretty much exactly what you said. Just some comparisons between April and May. April, the Blue Jays played 25 games, and they played 28 in May, so a bit more in May, which skews this statistic a bit. But they had 198 hits in April compared to 245 hits in May. 22 home runs in April compared to 49 home runs in May. 78 walks to 87 walks, 222 strikeouts to 186 strikeouts, and then finally, encapsulating it all, 228 batting average in April and a 263 batting average in May. This just goes to show that the Blue Jays pretty much were better in every single offensive category. That leads you to question, what caused this? You mentioned the names, Donaldson, Tulowitzki, obviously they're back now. You have Travis hitting again, Bautista hitting again. Bottom line, I don't know what caused these players to, come out of their slumps. It's most likely mental. That seems to be the source of everything. I'd like to go back to a few weeks ago, it might be more than a month ago now, we recorded an episode. I talked about a piece by Arden Zwelling. He had a bunch of interviews with Russell Martin and the team about slump and getting out of the slump. I found that interesting, especially now that the Blue Jays are performing. You can definitely see that effort that the players put in, you know, asking the coaching staff, asking each other about how to improve, putting in the time in the batting cage, and just thinking about the game a lot. You can definitely see that, those results now. I thought that was interesting. I don't know specifically what caused the offensive, side of the Blue Jays to rebound, but they're no doubt doing better in May as compared to April.
Yeah, just a little repetition here. The Blue Jays scoring in May, almost two runs higher than they had in April. They've hit more than double the home runs in May than they have in April. They had 49 home runs this past May and only 22 in April. They're also hitting 35 points higher this month, and they have over 100 extra base hits. That's crazy for a month. When you look at how this boat has changed, look at, like everything Blue Jays mentioned, the four core players that were in the lineup when Tulowitzki and Donaldson were out. Jose Bautista, he played this month. He had 317 with 9 home runs and 21 RBIs with OPS over 1,050. If you translate those numbers to a full year, you're talking 2010 Bautista. Devin Travis hit 364 for a month, which is incredible. That's definitely going to get some consideration for player of the month. 16 doubles, 4 home runs, and an OPS over 1,000. Justin Smoke, he was able to sustain a good month of April. And Kendrys Morales, he also really turned it around this month. In April, his slash line, for those of you who don't know what a slash line is, it's basically average on-base percentage and total OPS. Slugging percentage, but I'm going to use OPS instead. 227 average, 286 on-base percentage, and a 667 OPS in April. And in May, 295 average, 351 on base percentage, and a 930 OPS. So clearly a big turnaround there. When you have those four guys performing like they have, even with Tulowitzki and Donaldson gone, that's still going to account to a lot of wins, and it certainly did for the Blue Jays. Your question, do I expect a lot from the offense in June? Yeah, I expect the team to play really well, to hit really well. I don't think Bautista and Travis are going to be able to sustain this kind of hitting, because it's very few players in the whole league can, if any. But I believe that this team, when healthy, was a top 10 offense in the league. I said that on this podcast before the season started. And if they're healthy, I'll continue to believe that, because they have a lot of really good hitters in this lineup. And especially this month, they certainly proved that.
Yeah, I think that generally wraps up the topic of offense without repeating too much. Obviously, I don't know how much insight we can provide because we're not with the team at all, but definitely just looking at the stats, you can tell there's been a vast improvement and some sort of difference with the team as of late. We're going to move on to the bullpen. We've got a few different topics about this as I shuffle my papers about. In short, The bullpen has been great. I'll focus on Jason Grilli for a bit. We'll talk about the general bullpen a bit later, and then Francisco Liriano going to the bullpen. Last week, we talked about Jason Grilli's struggles, but since then, he's been great. Maybe we should talk about struggling players more often, if this is the case. On May 2nd, Grilli gave up 3 runs against the Yankees, but since then, he's had 10 outings, and over that span, he's pitched 8.1 innings. He's given up 2 earned runs, 1 home run, 8 hits, and 2 walks over that span, which is just plain fantastic. This continues his pattern of starting poorly and ending awesome, for lack of a better word. In 2016, just to read off some numbers here to show and prove this phenomenon, in 2016 he had an April ERA of 6.75, a May ERA of 4, June ERA of 2.72, July ERA of 1.80, and lastly, to cap it all off, an August ERA of 1.38. In 2015, he had an April ERA of 4.5, May ERA of 3.8, June ERA of 1.6, and July ERA of 1.8. So again, we're seeing that pattern of him constantly and consistently improving as the season progressed. I won't read off the numbers because it's more of the same for 2014. So I don't know how much there is to comment on this, but it's definitely looking like Jason Grilli is returning to his normal self. Just of note, yesterday, May 31st, was a 1-year anniversary of Grilli being traded to the Blue Jays. He was traded to the, from the Braves for Sean Radcliffe, a minor league shortstop, I believe. I might be getting that wrong. It's been a while. The overall bullpen has been much improved lately, as has Grilli. Tim and Sid mentioned this on a broadcast recently. I usually don't watch them, but I saw a highlight of their thing on YouTube, and for some reason I had the time to watch it. They mentioned that this improvement could be because of John Gibbons. I'm not sure how much I believe this, but Gibbons has, if we contribute this to Gibbons, he has done this consistently over the past few years. In 2015, the team was bad, and then they got good. Their bullpen got good later in the season, same in 2016, and it seems like they're doing that in 2017, with Joe Smith performing well, Jason Grilli, we just mentioned, performing well, Roberto Osuna back to his normal stuff with life on his fastball once again. So I wanted to ask you guys, tangent over, do you think John Gibbons had made the bullpen what it is today compared to April, or do you rather think it was the players, some sort of other coach, just rare statistical luck? What do you guys think?
Every time I talk about players performing better, I don't really give a lot of credit to the managers. I just think that in baseball, players, they play, and they play well. I think that people have a idea that managers and coaches do a lot more than they actually do in the sport of baseball, because they do a lot more in other sports. Baseball, it's not the kind of sport where you can basically intensify your defense or win the battle in the corner, or basically all the other defensive schemes coaches can do in other sports. I think that is basically a player's game, and if the players are performing, you're going to get results, and if they're not, little managers can do about it. Jason Grilli, you mentioned, and I'll reiterate this with J.P. Howell, too. He's been pitching a lot better lately. You mentioned the stats. He's got a 2.22 ERA in his last 10 games, a 1.23 whip, and a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 5, which is incredible. The only problem that I have with this is that most of these were in low leverage situations. We saw the only two runs he gave up were in a high leverage situation against the Orioles, that extra inning game against Castillo. And yesterday he pitched a high leverage situation, and it was able to get through a clean inning, no runs allowed. I hope Jason Grilli was able to get back to the form. You mentioned the stats of how he builds as the season moves on. It would be fantastic if this bullpen could get another arm, because eventually they're going to need it. It's hard to imagine this bullpen be able to sustain itself. I mean, Ryan Tepera is on pace to pitch 90 innings this year, which is just ridiculous. Joe Smith has pitched in more than half the games this year, which is, again, ridiculous. So I think that if the Blue Jays can get that Jason Grilli from last year when he was traded here back, that would be a big plus to basically help out with this bullpen that seems to be on the way to being overused. And I'm going to talk about J.P. Howell. Howell, like Grilli, has also pitched in his last eight games, got a 2.95 ERA, which is a good ERA. Just two earned runs in six in the third innings. He's got a 180 whip. More walks than strikeouts and a high FIP. He's pitched in seven games in the last 28 games for the Blue Jays in May, just seven games in total. It's sort of a question for everyone. What do you see his role moving forward? Because it's clear that the Blue Jays aren't exactly trusting him. It's clear that Aaron Loop is now their top lefty instead of J.P. Howell. So what do you guys think the Blue Jays should do with him? Because it looks like they want to keep him. They had the option to send him down or not send him down, to place him on waivers. They chose to bring Dominic Leone down instead, who was pitching better than Howell. So it's clear that these guys want to give him a chance somewhere down the road. What do you guys see happening?
With Jason Grilli, going back to Jason Grilli, obviously, I've been very happy with his last 10 appearances. And going back through the whole month of May, he kind of had a slow start to May. But towards mid-May to the end of May, he was obviously pitching phenomenal, as you guys said. So I'm not going to try and repeat as much as you said. And going back to J.P. Howell, yeah, he's been, I guess you can say, a little better in May. And looking at his whip here, I don't know if it's true, because Blue Jay Center, you brought up a different number. It says his whip in May was 2, but I'm not sure on that. But anyways, yeah, but even if he is allowing 2 base runners in an inning, obviously it's not the best whip. But he hasn't, obviously, yeah, the Blue Jays don't really trust him. And the Blue Jays have pretty much been missing that key left-hander in the bullpen, and nothing to... no disrespect or anything to Aaron Loop. He's been as good as well, but his whip's been pretty high too. And going back, and also, I completely agree with Blue Jay Center on the manager thing. I just think it was something that the players did. And maybe John Gibbons was, maybe John Gibbons was involved with this a little bit, or maybe had a little part to do with it. But in the future, I just see J.P. Howell pretty much coming in and coming into like low leverage situations, or like maybe even the middle innings. And if Grilli continues to pitch the way he's been pitching his past 10 games, I can see him being a late inning reliever, because I've really been liking Joe Smith in the 8th, followed by Osuna in the 9th. So that's my thoughts on their current roles and their future roles.
Oh, just to correct you up there, his whip for May was 2, but I'm talking about just like his last 8 games where he started to turn it around after the St. Louis game where he gave up the grand slam.
I think you nailed it on the head there. Everything Blue Jays, I think... J.P. Howell, he's improving, hopefully. Like Grilli, I don't think the Blue Jays are prepared to give him that lefty, predominant lefty role in the bullpen just yet. To comment on what you said about Gibbons, yeah, I don't think he's the reason behind the improvement. I believe it was Sid who, in the show, Tim and Sid, I believe it was Sid who expressed his skepticism about this idea. He didn't fully believe it, even though he brought it up technically. It could be perhaps that the performance of the players hasn't changed at all. This is my personal theory. But the way Gibbons manages the bullpen, figuring out the role of players has changed, which has changed how they perform in certain roles, if that makes sense. I don't know if it does.
All right, on to our last topic. It's about Francisco Liriano. Keep in mind when you're listening to this, this is a completely hypothetical situation. It's obvious that Francisco Liriano is going to be in the rotation. He's going to start tomorrow. But I have an idea. It's about moving Francisco Liriano down into the bullpen to be sort of a lefty specialist. We just mentioned about how Aaron Loop and J.P. Howell, although Aaron Loop has been a lot better than J.P. Howell, still not that predominant lefty where you can go in there and trust against anyone, because he has walked a lot of guys. He's known to hit a lot of batters. He's got a high whip, and obviously we mentioned Howell. Everything Blue Jays made a good point. They don't trust him. And I think that's the case as well. That's why he's pitched in 7 games in the last month. I have some numbers here for Liriano. Against right-handed batters, they're hitting .284 with an on-base of .440 against him and an OPS just under .900 in 88 at-bats. He's also given up all 3 of his home runs against righties. However, against lefties, they are only hitting .240 against him in 26 plate appearances with a very weak .589 OPS. He has also not allowed a single home run this year to a lefty or walked a single lefty all year, which is, considering his high whip and high ERA, pretty good. Aaron Sanchez, he's currently on the DL, so until he gets back, we can't even think to discuss this. Joe Biagini has done a great job, as we mentioned, sort of in his own first stint as a starter in the major leagues. He's pitching really well. So I wanted to get you guys your thoughts on maybe when Aaron Sanchez comes back, your idea of leaving Biagini in the bullpen and moving Liriano to a left-handed specialist role. A lot of people have said that Liriano could give the Blue Jays a long man in the bullpen, which I don't agree with, because if you're bringing in him to be a lefty specialist, he's probably going to just go for a few batters, not really 2 or 3 innings, like a lot of people seem to expect from him if he goes down to the bullpen. Another reason why people might have a problem with this is because he is a free agent after the season, and if he's going to be a reliever, definitely his trade value at the deadline, if the Blue Jays are out of it, will be a lot lower than as a starter. So what are you guys' thoughts on this sort of theory that I've come up with?
If this were to happen, I wouldn't completely be against it, to be honest with you guys. And as Blue Jays Center mentioned, when Aaron Sanchez does come back, if Liriano would go to the bullpen, he'd pretty much swap with Biagini most likely, and Biagini would remain the starter. But I have a couple arguments here. So the argument of him being a starter, obviously, is Biagini is still adjusting to being a starter. He hasn't really had a lot of work as a starter. And Blue Jays fans, or the Blue Jays, I should say, want him probably to be a starter next year with the expiring contracts of Estrada and Liriano. So maybe they can develop him more in the spring as a starter. And obviously, Liriano can be a very good pitcher. His bond with Russell Martin we saw last year. So I don't know if I'd be fully committed to bring him out of the rotation. But if Liriano does stick in the rotation, Joe Biagini to the bullpen can also be an effective seventh inning guy for the Blue Jays. So he also boosts the bullpen, as they've been phenomenal this month. But the argument in having Liriano as the bullpen is you nailed it, Blue Jays Center, a solid lefty, a left-handed specialist. And I did point down maybe he could be a long-inning guy, but with your point, I don't really see that anymore. And just going back to the other lefties, Aaron Loop and J.P. Howell, as we mentioned before. Howell, obviously, we said the Blue Jays don't think they trust him. And Loop has just had a high whip this year. And, yeah, he can be a middle reliever, like I just mentioned, but I don't see that happening. So I really think Francisco Liriano, like, going to the bullpen or staying in the rotation, it wouldn't really bother me because I'm really liking Joe Biagini as a starter. But since the Blue Jays want to keep him as a reliever when everyone is healthy and possibly turn him into a starter next year, I also am fine with that. But, I mean, Liriano would help both of them would help the bullpen. Obviously, they're both phenomenal pitchers. And, yeah, Liriano, I just think, should be a starter this year. But it's definitely a good point, and it's definitely something that got my head scratching and wondering, is this actually a possible move, and would it actually benefit the team?
I am not like you guys. I am opposed to this move. We talked last week about potentially moving Aaron Sanchez to the bullpen, and I think the difference in these two moves is that there's a strong justification for moving Sanchez to the bullpen. He's been struggling with a workload. He has blister issues. So you can justify that potential move by saying he needs to be pitching less innings. With Liriano, I'm not so sure that justification exists in this case. You mentioned they need a solidifying the lefty specialist role in the bullpen, but I don't think that's a big enough deal to move Liriano to the bullpen. So overall, I don't like this. Liriano has been fine in the rotation. The only way I can potentially see this working out is if Liriano becomes a long man out of the bullpen. You said you didn't like that idea, but personally, I do. He's designed, to use that phrase, I don't know if it's completely the right word to use here, but he's designed as a starting pitcher. He's been a starting pitcher almost his entire career. So, if you use him as a long man out of the bullpen, say, Marco Estrada's pitching tonight for the Blue Jays. If he goes 6 innings, then you can have Liriano come out, pitch the 7th, 8th, and 9th, for one day, even if the starter goes deep into the game. You can have Liriano finish the game and give the bullpen a rest. He can pitch maybe once every 3 games. It would be kind of a mutated long man role, one that hasn't really been seen at the major league level that often, but it would certainly maintain his starter-esque like appearance. His arsenal would stay the same. He wouldn't have that much of an adjustment. So I don't like the idea of moving him to the bullpen or using him purely as a lefty specialist. I think he would have to be a long man.
Well, here's a question that though. The only reason I'm really suggesting this is because Liriano has splits against lefties are incredible compared to his terrible splits against righties. But as a long man, he would still be facing the same guys as he would as a starter. So if you're putting him in the bullpen as a long man, I think you should just keep him in as a starter, because then you'll have him as a starter and be a genie in a clutch situation role type of reliever. But I just think that if you're going to bring Liriano in the bullpen, if this is going to happen, wouldn't you just put him to a strength and to face lefties, which he's dominated against this year?
That does make sense. But I would rather have him as a long man than a lefty specialist if you're moving him to the bullpen at all. I'm going back to my previous point. I don't think the Blue Jays should consider moving him to the bullpen. I think they should move Biagini back to the bullpen, keep Liriano in the rotation, keep Sanchez in the rotation, keep things the way they were drawn up at the start of the season.
Yeah, I just thought this as a thought. Personally, I agree. I think Liriano is definitely a starting pitcher. He's been one his entire career. He had if you think about prior to this season, the last 4 seasons, 3 with great seasons with Pittsburgh, a rough first half with Pittsburgh, and a great second half with the Blue Jays. That's 4 years, and 3.5 of them were really good. So this was just a thought considering his shocking splits this year. But I do agree with you. I think that Liriano is at his best when he's a lefty. When he's a starter, my bad. And Biagini, he would really help in the bullpen, because like I mentioned earlier on this podcast, you have a couple of guys who are pitching a lot of work, and it would be nice to have another guy there that can pick up that role. Really, and maybe bringing back Biagini, he would be a good idea.
Yeah. So I think that wraps up for our May review. Looking ahead to June, the Blue Jays will start it off playing the Yankees. I don't know if you guys have anything specific to talk about as related to June. I think the game plan going into June should be still work to keep everyone healthy, still work to get everyone back healthy. The lineup just came out for tonight, and Russell Martin and Devin Travis are sitting, which I kind of like. Keeping them healthy, keeping everyone fresh, which is especially important as the season continues and as we reach the All-Star break, and especially the time right before the All-Star break, the team could get tired, especially after playing so many games, consecutively. If the Blue Jays can get Sanchez back, partway through June, maybe even near the end of June, if they can get him back healthy and like he was before the All-Star break, I think the Blue Jays are in luck. You guys have anything else to say?
Yeah, just about tonight's lineup. Sorry, yeah, it is a maintenance day for Martin, Travis. Mike Wilner of Sportsnet just tweeted that Travis's knee has been bothering him, and Martin tweaked his leg on a couple of swings last night, and also Travis's hamstring has been bothering him. So yeah, I completely agree. 360, it's the right thing to do. You know, hopefully get them healthy. This obviously shouldn't be too serious. It's just a little of nagging injuries that can that can make them, you know, sit out for a day.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you to everyone who listened. Again, episode 11 of There She Goes, weekly Blue Jay podcast for all things Blue Jays. You can subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. I'm Mark from 360 Blue Jays News and Bluebird Banter. We were joined by Blue Jays Center and everything Blue Jays, not Blue Jays Nation today. He was unfortunately busy. He'll be back next week. Thank you to everyone who listened. Toronto's team was here to stay. Some other teams don't show emotions. Some other teams don't flip their bats. Some other teams don't go to onesie parties. But who would want a team like that? Throw me a pitch over the plate. Me and a fastball.